Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we bless His holy name. Let me encourage you from the passage of scripture called Acts chapter 7 and verse 48. And the writer writes, "However, the Most High does not dwell in houses made by human hands, as the prophet says." And the verse 49 says, "Heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool. What house will you build me, saith the Lord? Or what is the place of my rest? Hath not my hand made all these things?" And that's what the Lord is, and Stephen is, you know, speaking in his discourse just before his martyrdom. This passage of scripture talks about the martyrdom of Stephen. And I like Stephen's life because, you know, just before his death, he was, you know, preaching the gospel, and he was talking to these men and the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And he was deliberating with them. And the Bible records that, you know, in verse 55, "But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven." This was the scene of his martyrdom. "And saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God, and said, Behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and ran upon him with one accord and cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at the young man's feet, whose name was Saul, and they stoned him unto death." And I like what Stephen said, right? "And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep." My dear brothers and sisters, Stephen understood dwelling in the presence of God. Stephen understood that how God dwells in human beings by the power of the Holy Spirit, and he was totally committed. So what did it take? What did it take for him to be so highly committed? You know, the Bible records in chapter 6, verse 8 and 15, he had the presence of God in his life. He based his commitment on a biblical foundation, if you read Acts 7, 2 to 38. Thirdly, he saw the error of past thinking. In 7:39 to 41, he talks about that. Fourthly, he spotted the resistance of religious leaders that we read just now. Fifthly, he kept his eyes on Jesus, the truth. And sixthly, he maintained his perspective. My dear brothers and sisters, commitment moves past the mind and emotion and goes straight to the will, right? And so that's what is important, that we develop, like Stephen, a commitment to serve the Lord God Almighty and to honor Him irrespective of our situation, right? So commitment, number one, starts in the heart. Number two, commitment is attested by actions. Thirdly, commitment opens the door for accomplishment. Fourthly, commitment can be measured. Fifthly, commitment enables a leader to make decisions, and every Christian brother and sister to make the right decision. Commitment flourishes with public accountability. So my dear brothers and sisters, Stephen knew what to stand for and not to stand for. So my dear brothers and sisters, let's be committed like Stephen, that the Christ, our Savior, dwells in our lives, and we will live in Him, for Him, for the glory of His name. That's the call of the Holy Spirit for today. Amen. Hallelujah. Be committed to follow Christ and be committed to the cause of Christ and give God the glory. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you, Lord, that we could learn from the life of Stephen that through his martyrdom, he glorified Christ. Till the end, he had the attitude of saying, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And that's amazing. That's profound. That's maturity. Abba, Father, I pray, give us the grace, give us the courage, give us the boldness to forgive the ones who throw stones at us. Forgive the ones who, Lord, backbite us and slander us and accuse us falsely, that we'll be able to forgive them like Stephen did. Give us that heart of love. Give us that bowels of compassion. Give us the mind of Christ, that we'll never be the same. Lord, today I pray that we'll be highly committed Christians to the cause of Christ for the glory of Christ. I pray, Lord, as your flock steps out into the jobs, into the businesses and running the errands for the day, I pray that you will bless them, enlarge their territory, increase their borders and keep them from the evil one. Peradventure, if anyone is sick in our midst, O Lord, I take authority over that sickness and I command it to get out and enter into that frame again no more. Lord, for your word tells us that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. We thank you. We give you the praise, glory, honor and dominion, power and authority, because it is all yours. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Dear people of God, have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.